I managed to realise that I can't control all the crazy situations, but I can control my reaction, and that helped change everything. Mm-hmm. It was such a turning point. And just the year on from that UPW, I'd lost 4 stone. We weren't out of debt, but we had a plan and we were moving forward and we were starting to pay off that debt. Whereas that week of going, we were about to declare bankruptcy.
These are the stories of average people who have massively changed their lives from a Tony Robbins event. This is episode 19 of the Tony Robbins Impact Podcast, and I am so blessed to be coming here every week bringing these incredible stories, and this one is no different. It's Laura Helen, who is the mother of Tegan Helen, who was on last week, and I actually recorded this before Tegan's episode, and I intended to release these the other way around, so some of the content may be a little bit confusing. So Laura so kindly allowed me to interview Tegan, and this week is, I guess, the beginning of the family's journey through personal development, through massive hardship and struggle before being exposed to these events. And the family really took on a huge risk and kind of went all in with personal development at a time when finances were hard and there were a lot of other issues in the family's life. And I am blessed to be able to share this story with you because there is an incredible ending, and Laura and her family are making the most of their journey, and it's really interesting to see how things turned out for them, and they're still on this massive journey of growth and development. And I'll let you get into the episode, but I also just wanted to say Date with Destiny is over in Australia. I have several interviews that I'm working on at the moment, and they are progress stories of people who talked to me before, a little bit during and after the event, and it's really incredible to see how transformational it was for everyone. I was sitting on the sidelines watching, and the event looked incredible, and Tony's health wasn't at its peak, and he actually ended up having to leave the venue at some point and go to hospital. So he massively over-delivered, apparently, and it was huge for everyone there in a very emotional time as well. So I'll let you get stuck into this episode, but look out for those Date with Destiny stories coming in the next few weeks. Laura, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's an honour.
How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. Enjoying sunny Spain.
So tell me a little bit about, what was going on in your life leading up to personal development and in particular Tony's work.
So before Tony's work, before kids, we were working lots of hours, very hard, making other people rich. We kind of woke up to the fact we should be working this hard and, you know, putting money in our own pockets. We tried and hustled at lots of different things. We eventually came across Tony Robbins. It was only 5 years ago we found out about Tony Robbins. And before we went to our first Tony event, oh my gosh, talk about challenges. So we were having our first baby. We'd just brought home who was then our niece, who's now our baby girl. We were battling an adoption against 3 different counties. We were crazy in debt. We had to go from a 2-bed house to at least a 3-bed house to have any chance of winning adoption. We had family cancers, deaths. Oh my gosh, it was the most insane, crazy place to be. We were literally days away from going bankrupt before we went to our first UPW.
And what, you know, a lot of people would be in such a difficult situation, all of those things compiling together. What made you go to a personal development seminar? I mean, it's a difficult time financially, you know, obviously that would have been a bit of a stretch to even get there.
We literally missed that month's rent. to get there. We literally didn't pay our rent that month just to afford the ticket to get there. We're kind of a bit nuts, I guess. We go all in on something if we believe in it. And we'd been kind of stalking Tony through YouTube for quite a while, watching all his videos.
Yeah.
And we thought, if he can have an ounce of the impact that he seems to have on his videos, then maybe we can turn this around.
Mm. So,
we just had that blind faith and went for it.
Yeah, that is unbelievable faith, especially for your first event. And I guess, yeah, what happened? So you're in a really difficult situation in so many areas of your life, like not just one, but many. And you go all in on this event. What happened during the event, and how did that sort of assist you to move forward?
So during the event, I went there to play all out. I wasn't just going to sit there and awkwardly watch people high-five each other. I went to play all out because this was it for us. I'd got well overweight after having kids. I totally emotionally used to eat and ballooned up. So my little pudgy self was jumping up and down every moment I could, high-fiving, connecting, hugging everybody. I went completely all in, absolutely crazy. Obviously, the Dickens process, I could see how bad things could have got. And I went all in on that, and I made it horrifically bad. Mm. So I was all my fears were gone. I was more afraid of what could go wrong if I didn't take action than if I did. I managed to realize that I can't control all the crazy situations, but I can control my reaction. And that helped change everything. Mm. It was such a turning point. And just the year on from that UPW, I'd lost 4 stone. We weren't out of debt, but we had a plan and we were moving forward and we were starting to pay off that debt. Whereas that week of going, we were about to declare bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So we had such a huge shift. I changed our morning routine, started plunge pooling every morning, started priming every morning, jumping up and down, doing all this crazy stuff. Then hubby joined in, then the kids joined in. We literally changed everything.
Yeah, it really sounds like it. So prior to, you said that you became aware of the fact that you can't really control the situations, but you can control how you react to them. Prior to UPW, was that different?
I guess we were kind of spiraling. We were focused on, we had so many challenges. We had so much. We felt like the world was against us. We're battling this adoption. We're losing family members. Other family members were going through bad times too, and we were kind of focused all on that.
Mm.
So when we kind of shifted it to say, okay, this is where we are, let's not make it worse than it is. It is quite bad, we're here. And then we started focusing on how to get out of it. We started really, especially with the kids, creating dream boards, things to move us forward. We even helped family members overcome crazy deep depression and start moving on and turn their life around. It was a huge big shift.
Mm. That's incredible. And how many years ago was that, sorry?
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago, wow. And I mean, I know a little bit about what you're doing now, and it's just drastically different. Did you want to share a bit about since that first event and you made those huge changes? And most people I talk to after that first event, they just take action on certain things that they've been putting off their whole life, right? And then what's interesting is the year, you know, what happens in the few years after that? Did you struggle, or did you keep the momentum up? Did you keep going to Tony's events? What sort of things impacted you, and how did you keep moving forward?
So we dove all into the self-development world. We were attending so many seminars, not just Tony's, other events. By the time it came back round the next year to UPW in London, my kids had wanted to go since they heard about the last one, because I got to meet him at the first one, which was pretty special. And the kids, they really wanted to go. And we hadn't told them that financially we couldn't afford it yet. And at 6 o'clock on the morning of UPW, we got the phone call of someone who said we could pay after the event. She called up and said, if you want to go, come now, come get your tickets. Kids are screaming, running around like crazy. And we went to our first UPW as a family, which was incredible to see them. You know, they haven't got fears and stuff like us. They haven't got 30 years of baggage. To see them just absorbing all this incredible content, walking on fire. They got to meet Tony. It just was, I thought the first UPW was huge, and it was for me, but to attend it and watch the growth in my whole family, including my hubby, it was phenomenal. And by that point, we'd given up our house and all the bills because just our legal fees alone outweighed all of our bills. So we actually started living in Airbnbs in London. My husband transferred in his company, but from Cornwall to London. So his salary increased hugely just to start balancing off our income and our outgoings to make it turn it all around. And then because we went to UPW and met Tony, my daughter got invited as his guest to Date with Destiny. After that, we also went to Business Mastery. So we kind of had this absolute crazy whirlwind of an adventure.
Wow.
From the first year to the second year.
Yeah, that just must have felt so surreal. Like that first year, like you said, before that first event, you were struggling in so many areas and a lot of things were going on in your life. And then a year later, you're invited to just your daughter or your whole family got invited to Date with Destiny?
It was my daughter, and of course she needed a grown-up, so I had to go. Oh, poor me.
Oh, yeah, that's tragic. Sorry, how old were your kids? I've got to ask this because I think it's probably the youngest I've ever heard of anyone going to Tony's events. How old were your children when they attended?
So my little girl had just turned 8 and my little boy was 5.
Okay. Wow. So
yeah, it was pretty cool.
I've got to ask about the firewalk because I assume people listening are going to be wondering about that.
So yes, they did the firewalk. We're all walking out. Anyone who's been to UPW knows the whole, yes, 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 yes. Everyone's in a state. Everyone's having fun. The little trouser legs are rolled up. The feet are bare. And then me and hubby look at each other like, we're about to be the world's greatest parents or we're going to jail. There's no in between this.
I love
so
that.
We had that slight moment of, I hope this goes well. And yeah, I ended up doing it 3 times because I did it and then I did it with both the kids. And they stormed across the fire. Everyone in the lane was in tears because especially my little girl, like she kind of stopped for a second and she was like, I don't know if I can do this. We had a real fire in Cornwall, so they know this isn't just something. They know how hot these coals are. So she had that moment of fear and then she's like, if I can do this, I can share the stage with Tony Robbins. And she got so focused and just stormed it and everyone just exploded with tears and celebration, and it was incredible. So much more than just when I did it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's just such a moment. I doubt you're ever going to get you'll get better than that obviously, but you're just going to never forget that moment. It sounds like a real tipping point in your life as well.
It really was to see. I think I've become such a parent coach since, because a lot of parents think they have to learn everything and they have to experience it all before they teach their kids. Whereas we learn and grow together, and they learn faster than we do. It's almost embarrassing some of the things they learn faster, because we have all this baggage to get rid of, whereas they're empty sponges. And our kids aren't in the system, they're not in the school. So they just learn all this stuff, especially Tony's teachings. They just learned this from new. So their outlook, their beliefs, the way their self-talk goes, it's just amazing, incredible.
Yeah, that empty slate must just be so powerful to see. I mean, we can encourage our children, like I've got children similar age to yours, and we encourage them, you know, to have a growth mindset and to believe that they can do anything they want. But to actually experience that firsthand with Tony Robbins must just have been another level.
It was. And when they first saw him, when they came to UPW, so we weren't just taking kids to an event. They knew of him. They knew what he did. They knew how he worked. They'd seen that our life changed so much in a year. And when he came down our aisle the first time, we were right on the aisle seat. Hubby had queued since like 5 a.m. to make sure we got these aisle seats. And Tegan's just standing there glaring, like absolutely amazed. My little boy was actually digging in the bag for I don't know, a snack or a drink or something. He was only 5. And I was like, Tyler, look. I was like, Tyler, look, it's Tony. And he looked up. And you know when kids do that little shake where their whole body shakes?
Yeah.
He did that little excitement shake thing. And me and hubby were watching him and we both just, tears ran down our faces that he was so overwhelmed to see this guy. And Tony kind of saw that moment. He was watching us watch him, watch this whole thing happen. So we all had that little moment of like, oh my God, this is so incredible.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'd be interested to Well, I've actually, you've sent me a video of your daughter before we started this, and like you said just before how they just are empty, you know, they're sponges, they absorb everything that he teaches. And I could see it the way your daughter was saying this, she did this video on Facebook about how failing's good and all this stuff. And the way she spoke was just so powerful.
She totally owns it. She's, bless her, she didn't have a great background. We brought her home at 3. Before that, she'd gone through every kind of form of trauma and abuse. You shouldn't have that much trauma by that age. And instead of giving her the whole victim, you know, oh, poor you, she knows it was bad and it wasn't fair and it's not a good thing. And we've shared that, but we haven't created a victim. She knows she can use all that stuff to stand on, raise her higher and help others. She's all about helping kids. So when she shares a video, her passion does shine through.
Yeah, that's incredible. And congratulations for exposing your children to this absolute wisdom. You know, Tony's been doing his thing for 40 odd years now, and they're learning from the very best in the world. And it's just incredible that you've been able to share that with them. Yeah, well, my daughter, I'll just share with you, she's 6, and she always, if I ever put my Firewalker shirt on, she always makes a comment like, oh, Daddy, when can I go to Tony Robbins? And
oh, I love that.
You know, it wasn't even on my radar at all, but you know what, talking to you, I feel like it's something that I definitely want to maybe do sooner than I thought.
Absolutely. And it's something the Firewalker t-shirts is one of those little things that I was aware of. I'm overly thoughtful in so many things. So before we went, I had the kids 2 Firewalker t-shirts made.
Yeah.
Because you they don't sell kids ones. Yeah, they don't do kids ones. So the day after they did the Firewalk, they went in their Firewalker t-shirts, and they've got thousands of high fives and hugs that day. Like, it was just, they had an absolute blast.
They would have been popular. How did they go with Tony's language?
Tony's language is something that I didn't realise affects other parents in the room. I actually had one guy come up to me. He was a dad, and he's like, I was so freaking out about Tony saying bad words in front of your kids. But I saw how they didn't bat an eyelid and how confident you were about it. And it really put me at ease. So they've listened. We've never had TV and all that kind of media in our home. We've only ever had YouTube videos, and it's normally Tony. And they know that it's Tony's language. So I've explained that that's how, when people aren't listening, people have got so many masks on, so many layers, he cuts through with these words that we don't use. They're Tony's words. Mm. So they're aware of them. They don't use them. They know what he's using them for. So they're fine. And he doesn't use it in bad ways. Like, if you saw someone drinking in a bar and they started going off, that's a very different use of bad language. So they see it as kind of a positive breakthrough in thing rather than, you know,
a bad offensive thing. And he explains it very well. He explains very well the reasons he does that, and the taboo language and what it does, you know, to your neurological state, and it sort of shakes you up a bit. And you know what? As you were explaining that, I realized that, why did I even ask that question? You know, like, people have the news on in front of their kids, and they have commercials all day that, you know, kids are being exposed to this, and that is just such. That's so much more toxic than, you know, what Tony does on over a few day period. So
it really is. We even make jokes when we're on the underground or the tube, where there's like adverts everywhere. I sit joking with my kids, like, they're normally on our laps because it's so crazy busy, and I keep covering their eyes going, stop looking at the adverts, stop looking at the adverts, unless you're going to use it to promote your book, stop looking at the adverts, and just make a joke of it. Because after a day in London with all the ads that are just, it's almost like subliminal messaging, like flashed in front of your eyes all that time. I end up with a headache, and you don't know what you're taking in. So I'm probably more fearful of adverts and advertising and all the stuff they see somewhere that's got so much posters and all this crazy stuff than I am of his bad language that doesn't really bother us at all.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, you said before you're in Spain now. So from those first couple of events, Tony's work has obviously made a huge impact in your life. What are you up to now in Spain?
So we now travel worldwide full time. We started off obviously in West Palm Beach, Florida at Date with Destiny. We went to Utah for Christmas. We went back to Miami, met Grant Cardone, went up to Business Mastery. We then road tripped all across the US, all the way to Vegas, Costa Rica, France, Spain, UK, Romania for Christmas because the kids wanted snow. We travel full time. We world school our children. We completely unschool them, so they're not sat in a class learning curriculum. They're out exploring the world. They ask questions. We answer them. It's an incredible fun journey. We're all learning together. Life is completely turned around. If you'd have told me we'd be doing this 5 years ago, I would have even laughed at you or cried at the possibility.
Well, I was about to ask that. I was about to say, could you have seen this ever as a possibility 5, 10 years ago?
See, 5 years ago, instead of a TV, we had a world map, and we used to put post-it notes when we learned about places and things and where things came from to go visit one day. And that was always our goal, to world school our kids, but we never, at that point, we're about to go bankrupt. We never really saw it as something that would happen while they were young enough to enjoy it.
Did you get a belief?
One of our driving forces was, I want hubby out of work while the kids are still young enough to, you know. So many people achieve success when their kids are grown up and gone. I wanted to make it happen so much faster so he could be home, because you've got little ones. They do something amazing every single day. They grow and change every single day when they're so young, and I wanted him to be a part of that. So for me, being world's best mummy became my absolute mission.
Yeah, that's incredible, and I'm super inspired as a fellow parent. It's I just love hearing your story, and you've shared it with such passion. Thank you so much for that.
No worries. It is my passion, my babies.
Yeah. Before I ask my final question, I've got to ask you if you want to share with the audience, you know, what you do. And you've just sort of explained that you travel the world and homeschool your children, which is amazing. Do you want to share anything about what you do before we finish?
Sure. So our main business is, we create best-selling authors. We help raise their business, their brand, and we create their book. This all started from our daughter writing her first book. So my daughter's got 5 books currently available on Amazon in 3 languages. She saw Tony had different languages and she was like, I want to do that too. And my little boy, he's now 6. He has 10 books on Amazon. He's creating a book series for like 2 to 6 year olds. They're all self-development books. 10. For kids, but fun. Yeah, he's got about 30 on paper. I can't keep up with them. They are just so creative.
This is taking growth mindset to a completely new level.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. When we have people that want to write a book and not sure they can do it, like my kids are a great example of like just do it. We do a really unique service. So we do it where people speak it to us and we create it for them. So our big thing is, you speak, we create. We work with a lot of Tony people. A lot of people, English isn't their first language. So where they can speak it to us instead of having to write their own book, it's such an incredible tool for them. And we turn it around in a real quick time. Wow. So we really love that.
So,
and on my other kind of flip side.
Oh, sorry.
And my other kind of flip side is parenting coaches. Coaching parents, even.
Parenting coaches. Yes. So coaching parents.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love that.
Cool. That's amazing. So with the, is it You Speak, We Create?
Yeah.
So that is literally, you're assisting people to write their first book. That's the process.
Yes. We also help them build their brand, make a big buzz about it. We create them to make sure that they're best-selling authors. We literally launched one last week. She became bestseller in 5 categories, #1 bestseller in 2 categories on .co.uk and Amazon.com. So she became international bestseller. So we just help people raise their profile with their book. It's so incredible because all these people we help have a different audience to us. So it's kind of our way of help more people.
Yeah.
We absolutely love it. And they get to, we've created what we wanted. So they get 100% creative control. They keep 100% of their royalties and they own their own copyright.
Yeah, cool.
Which is, that's very unique.
Incredible. I'll definitely share the your information in the show notes. And yeah, I hope anyone listening, if you would find that valuable, go check it out. And I just want to say thank you for coming on. We have been working hard for weeks to make this happen. It's been a bit of a mission to put this together, and it's sounding like absolute gold tonight. I've really enjoyed our chat, and just congratulations on what you're doing with your, especially as a fellow parent, what you're doing with your kids is incredible.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
Thank you. And so my final question, if you had to leave this world and you're spending your final moments with your loved ones, what piece of advice, guidance, or quote do you share?
So this is kind of something I live by every day. I kind of do this every day. So I try and teach my kids to have the courage to be kind. It's not always easy, but doing the right thing always works out for the best in the end, to always have kindness, no matter what the situation. And my other one is, you know, never give up, keep moving forward. You can do anything if you just try hard enough. The only way we don't achieve our goals is if we quit.
Yeah.
So, and that first year for me, especially the quote our family live by, you'll probably see it if you were to face hop my Facebook, is the best way to predict the future is to create it.
Yeah.
That was our mantra for that first year.
Absolutely. That first year after UPW for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just.
And you've done exactly that.
Yeah. The things we created and the things we do didn't even exist then. Like proper entrepreneurial style, like there wasn't a way, we just created one.